The worst of the combat is over in Iraq, but the fighting continues, and so do the casualties. So far, 125 American service members have died in Iraq, and they all take the same route home, through an Air Force base in the Delaware countryside. In previous wars, especially Vietnam, pictures of flag-draped coffins arriving by the dozens brought the reality of war into everyone's living rooms. But now the Pentagon has barred the press, and thus the public, from viewing the solemn arrival of those killed in Iraq and elsewhere. However, the military did allow us to visit the base. A massive C-5 Galaxy transport plane touches down under a gray Delaware sky. This is Dover Air Force Base. Dozens of planes take off and land here every day, carrying food and ammunition, construction supplies, and fuel. Dover is a major logistics center for the military, but it's also home to the Defense Department's only stateside mortuary. The body of every American serviceman or woman killed in the line of duty is prepared for burial here. Just off the flight line, in a squat, cinderblock building, Dover's Honor Guard goes through its daily drill. A couple of dozen young men and women stand upright, at full attention, chests out, chins up. They're wearing black T-shirts, camouflage pants, and stony expressions. But your eyes are drawn to their hands. Clad in white gloves, they twirl and snap their rifles with a crispness you only see in the military. The Dover Honor Guard are the first to meet the planes carrying the casualties.
We use the term picture perfect. We want to be picture perfect.
Technical Sergeant Maurice Mack is in charge of the Honor Guard, which has been working around the clock.
We've been at this very steadily for sometimes it seems 3 or 4 nights in a row, 0130, 230, 330 in the morning. Yeah, sometimes 2 a day.
After their basic drill, Mac leads the Honor Guard through the ceremony known as a dignified transfer of human remains. Bodies are taken from the hold of an airplane to a waiting hearse on the tarmac.
Bears, hands, hoop! Step.
A group of 8 airmen approach a dull metal box called a transfer case, a temporary coffin that's more functional than ceremonial, save the American flag draped over the box, held in place by a white elastic band. The 8 lift the case to their belts, pivot, and then begin a slow march. For Technical Sergeant Mack, who's led the Honor Guard for years, it's a familiar duty. But that doesn't mean it's routine.
Each one is different, and I can honestly say I personally felt something just a couple nights ago that'll probably stick with me for the rest of my life. One of the escorts was next to kin to the Army soldier that was killed over there. He was the brother of the Army soldier, so it's a very tear-jerking moment. But, you know, me being in my situation, I couldn't let a tear roll down my face at that time.
Bears, all out, hold.
Just down the road, a collection of metal roofs is barely visible behind a tall green fence. It's the base mortuary. The public and press are kept out. But Master Sergeant Avon Bryant knows the place well. He's been called for duty at the mortuary several times.
My first contingency here has been Cobar Towers. That was in 1996.
What other contingencies have you been called for?
I've been called for USS Cole, Space Shuttle Columbia, Fort Drum, Black Hawk crash, and this incident as well.
Bryant is a reservist, a firefighter from Baltimore. He says working at Dover can be tough, but when the phone rings, he's always willing to go.
Phil, this is the ultimate for me, to be able to give back to my fellow servicemen. I mean, it's a minimal sacrifice compared to what our troops are doing for our country.
Fellow reservist, Senior Master Sergeant Roberta Kithcart, is still new to Dover. This is only her second stint in the mortuary. It's a tough assignment. She copes by trying to maintain a certain distance from the casualties.
Not knowing the names. So if I'm listening to the news, I can't relate anything with a name.
So when you pick up the paper most days, there's usually a list of casualties, sometimes accompanied by pictures.
Yes.
You try to avoid that?
I read it, but I can't relate a name.
And why does that make a difference for you?
It helps me. That way I'm not focused on just that name, and then my mind won't wander about the, you know, different things.
Kithcart and Bryant are part of the mortuary team that first identifies the remains using dental records or DNA. Personal effects, dog tags, letters, or family photos tucked in a breast pocket are gathered and cleaned to be returned home to loved ones. The dead are then outfitted in full dress uniform, shoelaces tied just so, medals placed with such precision that rulers are used to make sure the spacing's right. It's heart-wrenching work. Sergeant Kithcart says she gets through it by helping others.
I'm constantly asking others, are you okay? Everything okay? Do you need to take a break? So that helps me to be concerned about others.
The exceptional camaraderie is an antidote to stress. And when it's not quite enough, the Air Force has a staff of counselors to talk to. Garen Stocks is Dover's chaplain.
When you're dealing with the casualties, you're dealing with individuals who look like us. They wear the uniform we wear. We're handling family members. And that in itself makes it even more sensitive to the individuals and pushes them to even work harder in order to help that family member get home.
Getting the troops back home to their loved ones as quickly as possible is the mission here at Dover. But those who work in the mortuary do take time to give each one an informal but proper farewell. Sergeant Kithcart.
When they leave the mortuary, whenever the hearse comes, if we're dressed in other garments, we put on our shirts and we go outside and you salute them and then you bring your hand down real slowly. So it makes me feel good, I know that much. It doesn't bring tears, but it makes you feel full, and that's a great feeling to me.
Shortly after we left Sergeant Kithcart, we saw a hearse gliding toward Dover's exit, a flag-draped coffin visible through the back window, heading toward the final leg of its journey home. Most bodies are carried home on commercial airliners, always accompanied by a uniformed escort, a military tradition. Regardless of their rank or the circumstances of their death, the war dead that pass through Dover, and for now they're still arriving, are honored at every step as heroes.